Okay, thank you, Matt. Yes, it is nice to get warming. I don't think it ever got up about 20 degrees here in North Burns Park, but temperature varies widely. So anyway, next up is ACATO, followed by AV8BC. Don, any news from North Campus?
Thanks, Pat. ACATO, Don. Well, yeah, like Matt, I share the frustration of work there. I had two people retire in December, and one new person starts, so it's been kind of crazy. I have also not heard from Houston or Hawaii in a long time, so yeah, I hope those guys are okay, but I don't really have any news. What else? Let's see. One of the grad students at the club, Megan, has started some Morse code classes Monday evenings. I've been, I guess they've met twice. I've attended them. I'm not great at it. I've never made a contact successfully in the air. I made one crummy contact, unconfirmed, and that's about it. So I figure I'll give it one more try. What else? A computer for remote access with, as Matt mentioned, yeah, all the U of M firewall rules, it's pretty easy to do it for people who are U of M students or employees and challenging for others. I guess retirees also may not be as much of a problem. But anyhow, that's that. Last item, propagation across the Atlantic today in HF bands has been quite good. I think I've picked up, my only new one was Kosovo on 10 meters, but various points over the day I've hit Kosovo, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, some of North Africa, Benin, Algeria, Germany, France, some to Iceland. So it's been a pretty good day for HF. I've been working anywhere from 10 to 30 meter bands. That's it for me. ACTO back to net.